Dictation for Lisa, L-I-S-A, Roe, R-O-E, July 1561. Address as a letter to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 4665956. Dear Dr. Ernest, follow-up for Mrs. Roe. Advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in July, comes in person. No hospital visits. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Incontinent of urine, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Has worsening lower extremity edema. Uses a walker, no recent fall, stable dyspnea. Denies the use of oxygen or inhalers, no purulent material hemoptysis. Has a sleep apnea, but unable to use the machine. Has orthopnea, sleeps in a recliner. Denies rash or pruritus. Denied chest pain or syncope. Review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review. It started on phosphorus binders, but she was not taking it. We encourage to do that. On insulin. Supposed to be taking metoprolol, nifedipine, clonidine, lisinopril, but apparently she's not. Today, blood pressure 160 over 70 left-sided, obesity 259, bilateral JBD, although able to speak in full sentences, no gross respiratory distress, has an AB fistula on the right brachial area. I do not hear gross consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, edema 3 plus above the knees, some cellulitis and blisters. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from August, creatinine 5 and progressively rising. Creatinine 4.8 and progressively rising with a GFR of 9 in stage 5. Normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis 21, low albumin. Corrected calcium in the low side, high phosphorus at 6, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 9.6. Iron deficiency, prior ferritin 46, saturation 15%. She has nephrotic syndrome, likely from obesity and diabetes, with negative serology for membranous nephropathy, including capital P, LA2R, as well as capital T, HS, D7. Complement levels were normal, antinuclear antibody negative, hepatitis B and C negative, HIV negative. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 5. Next number, hypertension not controlled. Next number, nephrotic syndrome, likely diabetes and obesity with associated probably secondary FSGS, otherwise negative serology and no indication for biopsy. Kidney function is terminal. Next number, obesity contributing to peripheral edema. Next number, high phosphorus, discuss about diet and why we do the binders. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, hypertension, probably not taking home medications. Next number, iron deficiency anemia, denies external bleeding. We would like to do some iron infusion and EPO according to levels. Next paragraph, secondary hyperparathyroidism, PTH needs to be updated. Next number, comments, she understands that she's facing dialysis. If she fails to diet and diuretics, I'm going to start her on Demadex, 40 milligrams daily. She understands that she is going to need, excuse me, she understands that she can do dialysis in the dialysis unit and already has an AV fistula, but also she has options to do dialysis at home, which at this moment she declines. She needs to be evaluated for a potential transplant. She's been, however, non-compliant. We will keep educating. Come back on the next 2 weeks. End of dictation.